Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, Henry VIII on Love Island.
I'm Henry, I'm 53, and I'm a full-time monarch. I love jousting, hate monasteries. That's just me, really. My biggest weakness? Oh, gosh. Gout, probably. My ideal first date? Gosh, I'm torn between cocktails in town or an eight-course steak banquet.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute
Welcome
Radio.
Welcome along to a social ammunition double bill. On the way, we're talking Tay-Tay, but right now we're talking Henry the AA. What you got
That's
for
what
us,
they
Matt?
Call him. Henry the AA.
Yeah.
I'm still reeling from the news that the many wives of Henry VIII are still the most popular question asked of Amazon smart speakers this year. People are still obsessed with them. I noticed this week that it was part of a series that Jake Badwaj is doing.
Morning, Jake.
Social ammo favourite. He's done some historical figures as if they were on Love Island. He's done. he did a great Napoleon one, which is amazing. And now he has done Henry VIII, the nation's favourite king. It's a great piece of work. Here it is.
I'm Henry, I'm 53, and I'm a full-time monarch. I love jousting, hate monasteries, that's just me, really. My biggest weakness? Oh, gosh. Gout, probably. My ideal first date? Gosh, I'm torn between cocktails in town or an eight-course steak banquet. Do you know what? If they're serving mead, let's go eight-course steak banquet. Will I lose my head in the villa? No, but they might. No, seriously, I do have a bit of a nasty side, and that can't come out. My ultimate Nando's order would be probably 18 chickens, lemon and herb. Yeah, I think I can 100% find my type on parchment. Yes, I have been married before, but I'm hoping 7 times a chance. What do I look for in a woman? A son, probably, yeah. What do you mean? That's weird.
Imagine him in the villa. It would be amazing to see him without all his robes on. I'll share the full video and all of his other ones on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Promise it's time to talk Tay-Tay on the social ammunition. A clip of something I did some years ago has resurfaced, and somebody dropped into my DMs on Instagram, and they just simply, it was the clip, and I could see that I was in the clip. I hadn't played it yet.
Yeah.
And it just said, "This has aged well." And there is nothing there is nothing worse, a presenter who's been around as long as I have can hear.
What did I do?
Than this has aged well. And I was looking at it and I'm thinking, oh, that's about 2011. That was a bad time for me. Real bad time for Davey B. But actually this person was not being sarcastic.
Unbelievable.
That's right. Someone on Instagram communicating with me and not being sarcastic.
Saying this has aged well in a genuine way.
And genuinely meaning it.
I've never heard
so
of it
the clip they're referring to, which is on my Instagram right now, it's on my stories, is me interviewing Taylor Swift. And it's because yesterday news broke that Taylor Swift has wrapped her Eras tour. It grossed $2 billion and she wowed fans around the world, two of which are in this room with me right now, and they said it was just an incredible show. And what she has done is given out £152 million in bonuses to the team that worked on that. So everybody from the truck drivers, caterers, instrument techs, merch team, lighting, sound, production staff, assistants, carpenters, dancers, band members, security personnel, choreographers, pyrotechnics, riggers, hairstylists, makeup artists, wardrobe stylists, physical therapists, the video team, everybody got like 70 grand each.
Gracie Abrams.
They all got given some money.
Wow. Yeah, great.
So let's go back in time a little bit, shall we? I was hosting a TV show called The Hot Desk, and the premise of The Hot Desk was that we would take this old battered wooden desk wherever the guest wanted to be interviewed. So if David Beckham wanted to do The Hot Desk, we'd do it on the centre spot at Wembley Stadium, and we would move it around. And the producer called me one day and said, "Dave, there's this artist from the States. They are a big deal in country music, and they're going to make the move over to pop. And this will be one of their first ever UK interviews, and we would love for you to do it." Now, I love kind of breaking new artists. And I said, "Well, who is it?" And they said, "Their name is Taylor Swift." And I said, "I love him. I'm a huge fan of his work." I was trying to blag it. There's a lot of blagging in our industry, Matt, as you know only too well. So anyway, I did Taylor Swift's, one of her first ever UK TV interviews.
Yeah, amazing.
At the Hot Desk, she is obviously very, very talented and very funny and very smart and all those things. But it turns out during that interview, and this is what's resurfaced,
this
and
is
it
what's
has
aged well.
Aged well. Yeah. She said this.
You signed your record deal and, you know, some dollars started to materialise. What's your become your biggest extravagance?
I try to take care of my band and my crew and just... Okay. You know, for me, that's the most fun thing in the world, you know, rather than, like, buying a Lamborghini.
Wow.
And she has, yeah, to the tune of $197 million, she has looked after her crew. Taylor Swift, ladies and gentlemen. Well done, Tay-Tay. A woman of her word.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. $5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. Having a go today is Emma. Hello, Emma.
Hello, Dave. Hi, team.
Hello. Emma, hi, welcome Emma. Along to the show. Emma is in Dartford, loves the main station, once scored 4 out of 5 whilst playing along at home, and is a quantity surveyor. So the first thing I want to know, Emma, is what's going on with that thing on the three legs, the tripod thing that's up in the street that you guys are all bending down to look through? What is going? What are you up to there? Why are you so shifty, you surveyors? What's going? Can you see through my clothes when you use that? Why is it like X-ray specs? Am I just walking along the high street suddenly? Oh, there's a quantity surveyor leaning into their mystery machine. What are you up to?
We are passing time.
Just for show.
Looking busy, looking important.
Looking busy, looking important. I love it, Em. Well done. Okay, let's spin the random player generator, see who you're playing with today.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
So it's Matt Dyson. Are you happy with that?
I am, yeah, very much so.
Okay, great. Okay. In that case, here's your walkout music.
Good luck, Emma.
Sling your hook, sir. And the Scatty Matty man is gone. Emma, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that pops into your mind, whether that be a follow-on, an opposite, something in the wheelhouse, preferably something that Matt might say, because shortly I will give Matt the same 5 words. And if he says the exact same thing as you, well, you are a champion and you have got $5,000. So, good luck.
Thank you.
Your first word this morning is snowball.
Fight.
Yes. Mould. M-U-L-L-E-D. Mould.
Spray.
Say that again, please.
I'm sorry, what was the word?
Mould. M-U-L-L-E-D.
Wine.
Yeah, there we go. I've just realised that mould is a difficult word to say without saying wine straight after it.
I nearly said mould as in mould wine. Yeah.
Exactly right. That's why we gave you another go in it, because that's my pronunciation there, Emma, I think. OK, what have you got for turtle?
Head.
I. E-Y-E. I.
Ball.
OK. And what have you got for green?
Green grass.
Yeah, there we go. So we have your 5 words, Emma. Well done. They are locked in.
Thank you.
Really good set.
Oh, dear. Can I hand it now?
No, it's good. It's good.
It's good. Really good.
Don't. You just stay there. Matt, don't. Matt Dyson is in play, and we're going to do this again. We are. It's great. Yeah. Okay. Listen, stay right there. Matt Dyson's in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 words. $5,000.
Absolute Radio.
And Matt Dyson is now back in the studio and ready to play. Emma, it's time to get down to business. Should we do it?
Yeah, why not?
Let's see what happens here, shall we? Okay, the first word this morning, Matt. Snowball.
Fight.
Correct. Mould. M-U-L-L-E-D.
Wine.
Yes.
Correct.
Quite easy to start with, aren't they?
Turtle.
Turtle. Neck.
Think no. Think higher.
Just a little, just a little bit ahead.
She didn't, did she?
I did.
Really?
There's
wow.
Podcast name in this, surely.
Can't call the podcast.
No.
Yes, Emma said Turtlehead.
Really?
She certainly did.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
There you go.
Oh, well. I mean, that was my second option, Emma, if that makes you feel any better.
If that ever is your second option, it's got to be your first. You've got to prioritise.
Oh, no.
What have you got for I, E-Y-E?
Ball.
Correct. Oh. What have you got for green?
Green. There's so many. Green tea.
Green grass.
Green grass.
Which means it is 3 out of 5 on an unforgettable round of 5 words, 5 grand.
You are welcome.
Have your daily podcast name and get out of here, Dave.
Thanks, Emma. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. This means, against my better wisdom, we're going to be playing again tomorrow. If you'd like to have a go at 5 words, 5 grand, just simply text your name right now to 81215.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Where the next couple of bits of content have been inspired by Gary O'Neill, the Wolverhampton Wanderers manager. Yeah. Don't say that very often, do we? We have been inspired because he was asked how many hot beverages he consumes on a daily basis. Well, have a listen to this.
How many coffees or teas do you have a day?
20, I would say. Yeah, I drink a lot of tea a day. I tend to make them myself. Staff sometimes offer, but generally I make them myself. I like a cup of tea when we're in the office, when I'm finished work. Last thing before I go to bed, so yeah.
Last thing before you go to bed as well. That's like one of the huge no-nos. What do you have? Caffeine. A big lump of cheese, Gary? Yeah. A staggering 20 cups of tea every day. Can this be topped is what we basically want to know. 8, 12, 15, as a breakfast show, it's kind of remiss of us not to have done this in the past over the last few years. So let us know, are you like more like Gary or you couldn't be further removed? I have 2 coffees a day. That's it.
Yeah.
I have one when I get in at about 5:45 a.m. and I have another one around 7:30 just before we kick into 5 words, 5 grand. Mm-hmm. I've got it right here. So that's me done. And then I don't have another hot beverage all day long.
Oh, really?
It's just red wine all day long. I don't have another hot beverage. What about you, Matt?
I have the 2 coffee limit also, but then I will have a mug of tea of an evening sometimes.
Will you?
I'll make a pot at home. But the brewing process is so time-consuming, that's probably why I have less.
Yeah, okay.
I can't be bothered to make it.
Right. What about you, Anagiri? I mean,
I have 3 coffees.
What, here? During the show?
2 here.
Yeah.
And then 1 at home.
Are they all dowie?
The last one is not always dowie. Oh. Sometimes I cheat on dowie.
I love that you can still surprise me.
And then I have, sometimes I'll have 3 teas after that.
Will
well.
You? So what, 6?
6.
Wow.
Glenn?
6.
Anywhere between 2 and 8, I think.
Ooh. Wow.
I mean, usually 2. I'd say usually 2 a day.
2 is 2, yeah. Yeah. I mean, not 20s. Insanity.
It becomes a job. It's his job is tea.
So I wonder Ken's are struggling.
Ken's job was just beach. His is just tea. Yeah.
What are we going to do, Gaffo? Oh, he's at the kitchen.
Yeah,
he's
at the kitchen again.
Go, what are we doing?
No wonder they're in the relegation
100%
zone.
100% focus on the tactics, Gary.
He gets so excited
for
half
time. Stop making hot beverages. He goes down the tunnel early. He's going to be getting into those guys off their pools. No, he's just brewing up again. Of course he is, our Gary. So join in, 8 to 12, 15. That is the number. Or the other side of the coin here is producer Ellie. You know those boxes of tea bags yet that have 100 tea bags in them? Ellie has one of those per week.
Yeah.
100 individual cups of tea
of Earl
per
Grey.
Week.
Over 10 cups a day.
Yeah, about 12 cups a day.
It's amazing.
So 8 to 12, 15. Let us know where you're at in all of this. We're getting into it next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Some of the hot beverage numbers that you guys are spewing up are frankly shocking. I've not been this shocked by hot beverages since the Hypebeast Womble executive producer Mark went through that phase a few years ago where he was having about 18 hot chocolates per show. He'd come back with like cocoa powder all over his face and he'd be like, I've done it again. And we had to talk him round, didn't we? We had to get him out of that rut. He loved a hottie chockey, unbelievable. But he's turned his life around. He's an inspiration to us all. And many of you should do the same. Take a good, long, hard look in the mirror. One of our listeners got given a Christmas card by his local Starbucks because he was in there that often.
Oh, man.
Turn it around, dude.
That's a wake-up call.
Turn it around. Andy at the CAF. I mean, he's got... What hope has he got? He works in a CAF.
Yeah.
15 cups a day. Wow. I average about 3.5 to 4 litres of tea per day.
Wow.
That's 20 to 25 cups from John in Leytonstone. I'm surprised you've fingers aren't shaking too much that you can text into the show. Hi, I'm Debbie from Carlisle. I drink 8 to 10 cups of decaf tea and 2 caffeine coffees. Okay. My job is drinking tea at leisure, aka I work from home. Thank you very much indeed, Debs. Dave, I need at least 3 Builder brews before I leave the house and then another 5 before lunch before moving on to coffee in the afternoon. Ooh, sophisticated. Dave the Geezer here. Hello, Dave the Geezer. I'm just Dave. I drink about 7 travel mugs of tea per day. Emma in Huddersfield, she takes it up to a whole new level. My specialised teacup holds a pint.
Specialised teacup? Is it a sports direct?
Yeah, it's going to be sports direct.
That's me, yeah.
And I get through around 12 to 15 pint cups per day. That is an average of around 28 to 30 cups. My husband says it's excessive. Oh, your husband's absolutely right. Dave and the team, good morning. I'm a truck driver and I have a coffee every 30 minutes from 4 a.m. until I finish work. I work for 13 hours. That's from Craig on the M6.
What?
26 coffees per day.
How are you staying under the speed limit on that?
On the other side of it, Rog in West Sussex, who is in the building trade, says, I was going to text him for Is It Weird That I on Monday, but I'm 63 years of age and I've never, ever drunk a cup of tea or coffee in my life. That's from a builder.
Wow.
Why has it just never come up?
No one's ever offered, Rog. Rog, take a look at yourself. If no one's offering you a cup of tea or coffee in 63 years, maybe there's something wrong with your personality.
You need better friends.
You need better friends. Let's put it on there, man. That's a nice idea. So 26 coffees a day on the Gary O'Neill scale.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
What is now called. It's very impressive. Thank you for sharing with the group.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters, and a nice way of demonstrating the kind of things that we get up to when it comes to all that real music is a game of Beat the Intro, which are often themed around stuff we have talked about on the show, which is often inspired by you guys out there, so it's absolutely perfect. We've got 2 rounds. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point for the name of the song. You get a point for the name of the band or artist. That has not changed. And you guys out there, you play along where you are. As we were just talking about Gary O'Neill having 20 cups of tea per day, and that inspired what we were doing, our first round is a hot drink special.
Okay.
So all of these songs from across our 9 different playlists are somehow linked to hot drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Matt, your name is your buzzer.
Yeah.
Anna, your name is your buzzer. Glenn, your name is your buzzer. And there's another name. I am so pleased to say, welcoming to the new studios for the first time, it is the one and only Emma Jones is here, everyone!
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Em.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm nervous. Thank you for this nice, relaxing return to the show.
Where the hell have you been?
I'm going to be even worse at this than usual.
You're going to be fine. Emma didn't realise we moved. We forgot to tell her. That's why she's not been here for the last few months. So firstly, welcome to your new home.
Thank you. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's very nice. And we are going to do a Beat the Intro. As I say, hot drink special. Emma, your name's your buzzer, okay? You got that?
Okay.
And this is your first intro to Beat.
Matt!
Oh.
Coffee and TV by Blur.
Correct, sir!
I knew it was coming.
Very quick.
I knew that had to be one of them.
Don't worry, Emma. Hopefully there's a Queen song coming up. I know how much you love that. What a tune.
Great song.
Okay, 2 points to Matt Dyson as we move into this.
Emma.
Emma!
Hot chocolate, you sexy thing.
It's your
first
time! She's back in the studio! And doing what she loves best, the Night in Glen victory!
It's the kind of thing that TikTok would put under one of my pictures about me knowing.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, well, not finally, actually, the penultimate song is this one.
Oh, Matt.
Matt.
Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Unassailable lead so far, yeah. I think, already.
Wow.
Flying.
Things have changed around here, Emma.
I need to get reacquainted with the playlist.
Okay, and finally, hot beverage related.
Emma.
Emma.
Oh, no.
Hang on, yeah.
Don't let it fire jeans. Are China in your hand?
Okay. Yes. That's amazing. Well done.
Goodness me.
Very impressive.
I don't believe in the concept of kind of guilty pleasures. I think one should just like what they like. Life's too short. But I love China in your hand, by the way. But I don't want anyone to know it, so... Yeah. Good job, to Pal. So, at the end of the first round, Anna and Glenn are yet to score. Matt Dyson has 4... Emma Jones also has 4 points on her return to the show. But we have another specialist round coming next, and it's all about birds.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We're currently having Beat the Intro, which after round one sees a draw between Matt Dyson on 4 points and Emma Jones, who is in the new studios for the first time, nailing it also on 4 points.
I know, I can't believe it. I think I must be well rested. I've been out for the season.
Yeah, it's good. Well, we've got four more. We've got four more intros for you to beat. And this round takes inspiration from yesterday when we met Seagull Boy in the Social Ammunition, and then Anna Geary did this.
Wow.
Which is an incredible...
It's a wow that does
just
it for me.
Blew your guys' mind.
Yeah, it really did. It really did.
Enter that competition.
These are all linked to birds.
Right, okay.
And we begin with this.
Glenn. Florence and the Machine.
Incorrect, you are frozen out.
Frozen out.
Oh, my God, I know what it is.
Let's hear it all.
Well, we can't hear it all because it's 18 minutes long. Glenn.
It's Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Correct.
Yes.
I don't hear that. I don't hear the start of that very often. Clearly.
Why? Did you just jump in at the middle?
Yeah.
Just jump in for this massive guitar solo.
I just skipped to here.
It's a good bit. It's a classic. Well done, Matt. You have got 6 points. Don't forget, bird related, what you got for this?
Glenn. That is Wings and Band on the Run.
Correct.
Oh, very good.
I feel like some normality has been brought to the universe now. Glenn has got 2 points.
Consolation goal.
Yeah. I was feeling all off kilter. It was Wings, Band on the Run. What about this one?
Emma.
Matt.
Glenn.
Nah.
Hang on, Emma, do you want to have a go at it?
Songbird by Oasis.
Yeah.
You have done your research while you've been away.
I've been revising.
Impressive.
Emma Jones, an Oasis fan.
I know.
I never thought I'd see the day. And this means you've got 6 points as well as we come into our final intro to beat. Anna, you are out of the running, I'm afraid. Glenn, you've got 2 points, so this would be a consolation goal, as you say, if you were to get all two. But this really comes down between Matt and Emma. Matt Dyson, how's your luck? You finally best Glenn, only for Emma to show up for the first time in nearly a year and know everything about our rich catalogue of music here. Okay. Here we go. Good luck.
Matt.
Glenn. Matt.
Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly.
Well done. Anna, 0 points. Glenn, 2 points.
I was just giving
points.
Emma an opportunity.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're nice. Yeah. I had to give up the microphone for Emma.
What a welcome back. Emma, you got 6. Matt, you did get 8 in the end. Emma, it's so lovely seeing you. Welcome to your work-based anxiety dreams, looking at all the new buttons you've got to play with.
I know, it's very complicated. We'll see how I get on in January.
Yeah, in the new year when Emma is back, I'm also very pleased to say, and I know you'll be pleased as well, Anna is still very much part of the Breakfast Show team and will be here every week as well. So we've got an Emma and we've got an Anna in 2025, which is perfect news. Emma, great to see you.
Thank you. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio. It is Thursday morning. Welcome along to the Breakfast Show, where right now it is time for another edition of Breakfast Wrapped. This is my chance to take a look back at some of my favourite moments of the year and share them with you once again, as next Friday is our final show of 2024. And we're going to go back to the summer. In fact, we're going to go back to the 8th of August, when yours truly definitely had to hand in the cool badge. So this time last week, we were playing bowls with Bush and Richie. The hottest day of the year so far. You can see the video for yourself. It's still on our socials. Go check it out. And after we'd finished, I was just so full of adrenaline. I was totally pumped. Mm. And so I put my gym stuff on, hottest day of the year, walk over there. Yeah, I thought, you know, why not? I'm just going to burn off all this extra energy. I'm so excited. And so I'm sat there on the chest press. And people are looking at me because they're probably thinking, you know, was that guy in the World's Strongest Man? Yeah. Wow. How's that bro going to lift that much weight? Yeah. And then, like, people are like, whispering to their PTs, like, I want to have a body just like that guy. All the usual stuff. And that's when I realised the entire time I've still got my sunglasses on.
You've been wearing them in the gym.
Who do I think I am, Mr. Worldwide? I can't believe it.
Yeah, or Bono. Yeah, you're just wearing sunglasses all the time. Who do you think you are?
Is that Dave Berry? Oh, he's wearing sunglasses
Training in his sunglasses.
It's such a little thing. I'm even going red now retelling the story.
You might as well have said to people, do you want my signature?
I don't know what...
No pictures, guys.
It's just so horrible. It's just so awful to realise you were... I was sat on the check going, with sunglasses on. That is so cool, isn't it?
I don't know how you can recover. You can never go back.
Oh, I'm not going back. Look at these little noodle arms. I've not been in a week. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. That is it. A quite remarkable edition of The Breakfast Show has now come to an end, but of course it will live on forevermore for your enjoyment in the free Rayo app that's on demand, or you can get the brand new edition of The Daily Podcast wherever you get your pods from. But Matt, what's it to be called? Mm-hmm. Coldplay's Palindrome, the minimalist tea and tree, inspired by the manager of Wolverhampton Wanderers, Tay-Tay to Henry the AA, can quantity surveyor see through my clothes, a little higher than the turtle's neck, or a little lower, and finally, the Gary O'Neill scale.
Well, I mean, that's rich pickings, but I think it should really be based around that word on 5 words involving a turtle. And I think it was Glenn trying to describe it a little higher than the turtle's neck, a little lower, perhaps.
There we go. That is the name of the Daily Podcast. As I say, you can get that wherever you do your podcast dealings. Up next, across all of our 9 playlists, the No Repeat Guarantee will continue, and you'll be given a reminder of how you get in our Christmas cash countdown, which tomorrow guarantees to give away £513,000. Speaking of tomorrow, well, we'll be back then at 6 a.m. So stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.